Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedel. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Nick, thanks so much for joining us. We got a little bit different story from the last week when we were talking. Man, the Pelicans were bailing water. You got a couple wins now under their belt. And, man, this race down the stretch is like a – it's like watching the Kentucky Derby or the Belmont. You know, who's going to hit the tape first with it? But at least we – Charlie, is this the line from The Godfather? They didn't pull him back in.
They're pulling me back
They're
in.
They're pulling him back in after he had tried to get away. But at least now you see something here, and I think C.J. McCollum has played a big part in that. No question with Zion, what he brings out on the court – but CJ has really played terrific in the last five or six games.
Mike, I'm just sitting here cracking up because it's like when you think you're out, they pull us back in.
Yep.
And guys, did they ever need those two wins just desperately? And you think that maybe it gives them a little bit of that confidence that they're going to need in this next week. But McCollum, absolutely. I mean, when you start getting the contributions that they're getting on top of what you still hope that Zion can provide in those games, CJ's playing like the way we know he has in the past and can, then the Pelicans can start thinking about, all right, let's get in this thing and try to make some noise.
Unfortunately, last night, Nick, the Clippers couldn't do it undermanned. We were hoping that they could sweep that back-to-back against the Phoenix Suns.
Almost had to get the mop out for Charlie last night.
Listen, Bones Highland did
his
best.
Man, he was crying about it.
Bones Highland really did do his best. He kept them in that game. There was no Kawhi, no PG, no Russell Westbrook, and they still kept it close until the final quarter where they kind of fell apart there. So now the Suns are right back on the Pelicans' tail. They need a win tonight in Sacramento, setting things up. A win in Sacramento keeps them as the sixth seed. A loss drops them back into the play-in tournament. Is the seven. So I want to get your thoughts on tonight's matchup between the Pelicans and the Kings. The Pelicans are 4-0 this season against Sacramento. We've talked about the matchup there, whereas they don't really have anyone to kind of check Zion. And then the Kings just don't really play great defense. So they're missing a couple offensive pieces as well with Malik Monk and Kevin Huerter. So what do you kind of expect tonight from this Pelicans-Kings game?
I would expect the Pelicans to have the ability to mentally break down the Kings if they get up on them early, guys. Because when you've had that type of success with a team over and over and over again, then you know you can beat them. And guess who else knows? Sacramento.
Yeah.
And I know it's hard to knock out a team that many times, but when you've had that much success through the year and you have the ability to say, oh, well, we know we'll get you in the end, that's what happens. And I, when I look at New Orleans right now in this game, they know that they have the upper hand. You mentioned Sacramento. We talked about them a little bit last week. They don't play defense. It's the fatal flaw of the Mike Brown story with the Kings right now. He is such a good coach, and he can get through to the players, but they don't like playing on that end of the floor. When you have that problem and you have the talent that New Orleans has, I absolutely would expect them to find a way tonight. And we've seen it too many times over the course of the last few months not to think they can make it happen again.
Yeah, so the magic number for the Pelicans to make the playoffs as the sixth seed is still three with that, you know, win by the Suns last night. So we're looking at the Kings game tonight. I think the Kings might actually technically be betting favorites despite the Pelicans' 4-0 record against them. The Kings have lost, I think, five of their last eight. So this is a spot where if the Pelicans can take care of business against a team that, as you mentioned, they've kind of owned all season long, then you're looking at tomorrow night in a back-to-back against the Golden State Warriors. And this is a Warriors squad Nick, that we both know is playing great basketball right now. We saw what they did to the Lakers the other night. I mean, this team, if there's any team that scares me in the final three games, and that includes the Lakers, it's the Golden State Warriors.
Completely. And not only do they have Steph and they know what he can do. Guys, if you're the Warriors and you finally have found your stride that you've been looking for all season long and you're finally healthy and you know that you have the ability in the biggest games to raise the level of your own play, that would be the team that would terrify me. That is why it is imperative for New Orleans to find a way tonight against a team they know they have control over and have had over the rest of the year. Because when you look at Golden State, oof, I mean, yeah. Not only New Orleans, every team in the league is going, I don't want to see Steph. I don't want to see Draymond, who actually appears to be locked in. If these guys are focused, they are not your average 9-10 seed, as we all know. But when you see the way that they've been playing up and down all year, you just kind of shake your head like, where has this been all along?
Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-four-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Charlie and I were talking about this, Nick, with the Chicago Bulls and Billy Donovan. And what's your thoughts on the Kentucky job being open? And my thing is, I don't know that Kentucky's going to wait. And with the Bulls in the play-in tournament, I think Billy Donovan stays where he's at. Now, he's turned down other opportunities from other colleges. Now, Kentucky's different now because of what they have to offer financially and also tradition. But your thoughts on what could happen at Kentucky now that it looks as though Coach Drew is staying at Baylor?
Guys, it would shock me knowing – Billy Donovan, a little bit, and talking to him through the years, and hearing so many NBA coaches who came from college, and obviously a lot of them have not had success, but seeing him leave Chicago for Kentucky would just shock me. And I know there's been more chatter recently today about, maybe, and we got the Drew news. But what do all these guys say repeatedly? They don't want to recruit.
Right. I mean, every nobody, second.
Especially in this
every
era.
Every second of every day. And, exactly. And that was 5-6 years ago. Like, to think in this era of NIL that Billy Donovan would go from a situation in Chicago where, let's be honest, there's not a lot of pressure. It's not like the Chicago Bulls are sitting there going, hey, we want to contend for a championship. What the Risers want is to get into a play-in tournament and get an extra home game for a couple million dollars. You're going to go from Chicago, where you live in a world-class city and get paid a ton of money, to potentially Lexington, which is great, but that fan base is rabid. And you can make all the money in the world if you don't want to be in a setting where the pressure is at the level that it's at. Day after day in that program, I just don't see him doing it unless he wants to cash out completely. And more power to him if he can squeeze out, however many million it would take. But I see the stories pop up the last couple of days, and I'm going, really? He's going to leave a situation where there's not much pressure, or the ultimate pressure situation in college basketball? I don't see it, but crazier things certainly have happened.
Nick, moving on past the Pelicans, I want to ask you a couple of questions about the Western Conference standings right now. There are a couple of races that I'm keeping an eye on. Obviously, the Pelicans, Suns, and even lower down the line, the Kings, Lakers, and Warriors. I think those are all kind of races to keep an eye on as far as this how the 6-10 shakes out in the Western Conference. The other one that I'm watching very closely, the Nuggets last night pulling away from the Minnesota Timberwolves in Denver. Now they control the one seed with two games left to play. Minnesota one game back, and then the Thunder also a game back of the Nuggets. I think that that's a really interesting race to keep an eye on. Denver is the one team, if you're a Pelicans fan, you want to avoid at all costs. No one wants to face Nikola Jokic in the postseason based off of what he did last year. And it seems like this Denver Nuggets squad is kind of in the driver's seat now for the one seed in the Western Conference.
Denver's the one team, guys, that nobody wants to cross.
Amen.
No, I don't want to see them at all.
nobody wants to see, because not only do we know they have the talent with Jokic, I mean, he's going to win another MVP, they have the confidence that comes with being able to play and beat anybody who comes in front of them. So if you're New Orleans, if you're anybody, Denver, to me, as we sit here right now, is still absolutely the team that I would go to the window and feel real comfortable about, because I just don't see anybody who's been able to show that they are that much better. So I know the way they've been playing. I know it seems like they've kind of found their own way here recently. But even more, when you watch the Nuggets, you see a group that knows that it will find a way. And when you have a talented roster on top of the pieces that we've already seen from them come together last season, that is a very dangerous combination for any team that steps foot on the floor in front of them.
Nick, last year in the Western Conference, only two teams won 50 games. This year, you already have five teams over that 50-win mark. And one of the teams, you know, we talked about, nobody wants to play the Denver Nuggets. But another team that has gotten white hot recently, I think you know where I'm going with this, and we talked about Nikola Jokic and the MVP candidacy there, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was kind of one of those guys in the name kind of early on, but now Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks, they have been going crazy recently, 16-2 in their last 18 games on a five-game winning streak, nine of their last 10. They're already at the 50-win mark. They've just shot out of the play-in tournament. Now they're kind of locked into that matchup against the LA Clippers in the first round of the postseason. What do you kind of think about the Dallas Mavericks, this run they've been on, and Luka Doncic's candidacy for MVP?
And, Nick, I mean, think about the NBA. To go 18 games and you 16-2? That's unbelievable in today's world.
Guys, this is when a team walks in the locker room and they're just kind of looking at each other like, yeah, we know we're great. I've only seen it a few times, and most of it was with those Warriors teams where they had KD and Steph and they were just better than everybody else. But when a team gets that hot, and this speaks to exactly what we're talking about, you see it on the floor and you're kind of like, yep, you know, they've figured it out. And certainly when you watch Dallas, you see a team that has found a way to play not only at a high rate, but in talking to a couple of people who are around the Mavericks all the time, they're playing for each other. And that is always when you know that things have changed a little bit. When Kyrie and Luka started to find that different level between them, and when you've got Luka playing at the MVP level that he's played at, not only through the year, but certainly recently, I mean, it's only a matter of time before he is the MVP. I'm going to guess that it's going to happen in the next year or two. But as far as Dallas going in the postseason, I think they are a really, really talented team. I worry about them a little bit defensively and down low because there is so much focus on Luka and Kyrie. But the real problem for Dallas or anybody else, and I think that Clippers series would be fascinating, is Denver's just better. And they are a team that if they win another one back-to-back, we're going to start looking at that group in a completely different historical context, because they're going to be doing things that we have not seen at that level since the Warriors and before them, some other teams in the last 20 years or so. So I think Dallas could make a little bit of a push. I've certainly been around Kyrie long enough to know how much he enjoys the stage that is the postseason. Luka's coming into his own. All that being said, I just don't think they're good enough this year.
Nick, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it. But hopefully we'll all be in a good mood next time we have you on next week.
Yeah. Guys, I watch those box scores now and specifically think of how it's going to be the next time I talk to you.
Good gracious.
People down in New Orleans that things start to turn the way they need them to. But, hey, if Zion and CJ are rolling, it's going to be a pretty easy ride, you would think, at least in these next couple.
Thanks so much, Nick. Appreciate it, bud.
You got it. Have a good one.
Thanks, Nick.
That was Odyssey NBA Insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.